When it's stolen, it doesn't have a takanta. There's no difference before yish, there's no difference after yish. That means to say that a stolen animal you steal, no matter if there's yish or not, it's going to be possible. So it's like the Mar Bishlam of Neyush. Why is it possible if you steal an animal, if you bring a carbon from an animal before Yish? Adam Kiyakim Nikam Rahman of the day, the Torah says to be yours. And we all know you steal something before Yish, you're not kind of fully, and it's not your carbon. Elalacha Yish, but you bring a behemoth after the, if you steal an animal and the owner's Miyayish, so it kind of be Yish. So mice, you kind of be Yish. Now it's considered yours, why can't you bring it after Yish? Elalav, must be Mishum Nale Mitzvah above Aver. The reason is, even though Atokas Kinyonim, you own the behemoth, but at the end of the day, it's Mitzvah Ba'aveira, so it's going to be possible. So therefore, this is the Mekar for Mitzvah Ba'aveira.
But Gemara's Matzah, that even if he bought it before, it's not going to be good. It's just saying like the condom.
Right, that's what Gemara's saying.
That means even if he bought it before he bought it.
Even if he what?
Bought the animal that he stole before he bought it.
He doesn't buy it. He is not talking about buying here. He stole it.
Gemara says, ain't no takanto. That's Gemara's lawsuit. Gemara's mashma that it has to deal like that's tchuyah.
I don't know why you have to come into tchuyah. You don't own it. It's not yours.
Gemara says, ain't no takanto. I understand. That means there's no way.
Right.
That's a mitzvah of our also no way. But there is a way. If he buys it from the owner, well, the owner gives the owner stole from him as a gift.
He buys it from the guy who stole it?
Yeah. No, the guy who stole it from. Or the guy who stole it from him as a gift.
Then you would own it. You don't have to count the mitzvah of aveir, because you own it without the exhale.
It means no way.
It means there's no takanta.
It's like a mum.
Right. There's no takanta as long as it's stolen.
No.
As long as it's stolen, there's no takanta.
Because it has to do. If he originally came to him by aveir, it doesn't matter that now. Now it's no longer
stolen. I'm not sure. You're trying to say that once you steal something, it's possible, even if you would turn around and buy it. I don't know if that's true. Sit down.
Either because it's for you or because it's discussing Hashem. You reminding Hashem of the Aveira. What if you returned it and then you bought it? As long as it's stolen, it's not takanta.
Fine. So I just want to say over the Negei Taisis a few interesting things as well. There, a few Devar Misaitim. First, Taisis, break up Taisis in two, three parts. Taisis says, first of all, you see from over here that the Mitzvah Ba'aveira is, even though it's written by carbon, the Gemara has no problem saying if it's Talachas that way by carbon, it's going to be the way the other mitzvahs, like we're saying over by Lulav. Taisis brings a famous Gemara, if you steal a Sof Chitin and then you grind it up, and then you make, and your Mafesh Chala, the Gemara says, Ein Zim Avarech Elamanites, that the Gemara says when you make a bracha on it, you're making Hashem angry. Taisis is touching that up, that you didn't do a mitzvah because the mitzvah ba'aveir. So even though you're mafish nachali, you're already ba'aveir. So that's first you started with Steve from this Gemara. Secondly, Tais asked the Kasha, which is in the Renegea, so he says later on, we already had in the Mishnah, Lulav Shel Asher V'Shel Nidachas, which is Ksusei Mechda Shiura. Right, we said yesterday, what's wrong with a Lulav from Nidachas? Since it's going to be burnt, it lost its shear. So in fact, Tais is a very important Kasha. In fact, Tais, why do you need that Sfar, Ksusei Mechda Shiura? Why don't you say, because it's a Mitzvah Ba'aveir, right? Someone bowed down to Nidachas, a Mela, the Nidachas came from an Aveir, so therefore what you have, it should be Mitzvah Ba'aveir. Emre Taisis Dov Yisaydi, he says that it's not true. Mitzvah Ba'aveir does not mean that there was an Aveir done to this thing. Mitzvah Ba'aveir means that you only were able to do the Mitzvah through the Aveir. All right, let's read inside. The second Yeshayim, if you want to see, it says, the loy dami le gezo. The machmas aveiro gezo bala mitzvah sheitzeh. But the only reason you have it is because you did the aveiro. Avalhani, by Yirni Dachas and Avay the Zoro, atu machmas aveiro shenazis ba bin avik bay. You weren't yates because you did the aveiro. You happened to do an aveiro. So you have a new aveiro is not going to be a psul. And that's what Taisis learns. So again, so Taisis is teaching us the Yisrael Mitzvah Aveir means that you only were able to accomplish the Mitzvah because of the Aveir, but just because you did an Aveir in this object, that does not make it into like a Chefs of Aveir, that you can't be, you might see your Mitzvah. In Mitzvah Aveir, there's, okay, so that's, and then Taisis famously ends up with a Kasha. Taisis ends asked that at the end of Taisis, he asks, why do we need a Limu that you're not Yaitzi Matzah with Tevel? Why that if you bring a carb, you take matzah of tevel and you eat it, you're not yaitzeh pesach achilas matzah. In fact, Taisus it's mitzvah ba'aveir because you're only the only time where you're mekayim the mitzvah is when you bite into the tevel. That's a chayor part of the gzela. So lechayor, that's part of the aveira. You're eating the tevel. So Tais asks, why do we nelim a tevel's pasul? Lechayor should be a pasul as a mitzvah of aveir. Not chayinim are mafak on that kasha. Fine.
It's different because Tais saw before said that you signed. That the only way to do it is if you yoytze with Savera, or it should be from any kind.
Right, but the only way you were able to do it is by doing over there.
But you're able to be Mafis Truma.
Yeah.
What?
I can't sign. You're saying it.
So anyway, it's not the Emes that you're possible. Tevo is the type that is temporarily possible.
I hear. You're saying Shugel Svar? I hear. I just wanted to share this Svar with Tais. Fine, let's go back to the Gemara. Are you good? Go back to the Gemara, you saw?
Absolutely.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, by the way, you see him right now, if he bought it, it's too common eyes. Even if he bought it from, or he got a matana from the person he stole it from, according to Tyson's first tariff, it's min eyes.
Why? Where do you see that in Tyson? Where do you see that in Tyson?
Because when he's talking of an offer, so he's kind of completely.
But that's part of the exam. You only have it through Zayla.
When it's called, it's
not
his.
The point is that you only have it through your Aveir. Even though you're kainit, you only have it through Aveir.
But Tyson says, call them a knife.
I hear, but that's only because you stole it. There wasn't due to your case that you ended up giving it back to him or he decided to give it to you for free. So then you could argue you have it because it's matana, not from the Zayla. That's the whole chilek. Let's go back to the Gemara. And this is Gemara just bringing another Makar from Mitzvah Aveir. The Dvar says this is the Iker Makar. I hate Gezel Ba'avlo. So we're darshaning it not Ba'avlo, as in we hate Gezel Ba'oilo, the carbon. If a king passing by the tax collector, make them pay tax. For my Nechasim, Armloy, the Avadim said, well, he called Mechas Kulish, it's going in the same pocket. It's all going back to you, anyways. He said, "Nay, Amalahem." The king said, "Me many yilmedu kol evidrachem. Everyone that walks by will learn from me." Sees the king is like everyone else; he has to pay tax. So what's the nimshol? Avakadosh Baruch Hu Amar, "Ani Hashem, seini gezel ba'ilo. Me many yilmedu bni. My children learn from me that I hate gezel. Yavrichu atzman mina gezel. And they'll run away from gezel." So here too, this is a second makar why mitzvah ba'aveira is saying why it's pasul and karbonis. It's saying it's giving you a little time of the krah. The Rosh Hashem hates gezel. He wants to show everyone, even though it's not a gezel clapping him, still it's going to be possible. In Manami, Amr Ravami, bring a raya now that the psul of the Yom Tov Sheni is Al Tzimtzum Aveir. Amr Ravami, Yavish Pasul Mishain Hadar. Gazel Pasul Mishud Nali Mitzvah Bab Aveir. So Gemara continues, we plead the Bitzak, and this whole thing argues in the Bitzak, this whole concept of Mitzvah Baveir doesn't show the Bitzak, there's Mitzvah Nachmeim or Shmuel, this is the Shmuel Shita, Loishan Ob Yom Tov Rishon. Av Yom Tov Sheni, he argues and he says, Mitech She Yoytzi Vishol, Yoytzi Nami Begazel. And since Yoytzi Vishol, Yoytzi Begazel. Meaning, Shmuel is saying, just like you don't need Lechem, Yom Tov Sheni, therefore it could also be stone. So he's arguing on Mitzvah Baveir. Now what's up, Shan Shmuel? How's the argument about Aveir? So I just want to point out the bottom Taisis, the one line Taisis, last one Taisis says, Hachadavka Shumi Darabanan. Since only Darabanan, Lechai is Shemitz about Aveir. Since only Darabanan, he's not Chayish Shemitz about Aveir. So Taisis is telling us, Avada Shmuel agrees to the Musag Mitzvah about Aveir. However, Shmuel's saying that in he argues in the concept of Darabanan. In Darabanan, we're Masakin Mitzvah Haba Baveir. There are other Rishayim that say Shmuel Bechal does not hold the Mitzvah Baveir. And then there's a nice they say the reason why Shmuel argues over himself about there is he says only over here by lulav it's not a problem because he holds mitzvah about there is that you needed the mitzvah to do the aveir. I mean, until now we were learning taisis.
You needed aveir to do the mitzvah.
No, the backwards. We're saying until now we've been saying over the pasha pshat mitzvah about there is you only able to mekayim the mitzvah because you did the aveir. But now Shmuel holds one time mitzvah about there is let's say by carbon. Because by carbon, how are you kind it to yish and shini rishus? Like a lot of these shayim, the two taisis we didn't learn them. But they say a lot of arichos to say you need a yish and shini rishus. So what's shini rishus? That when you're makdish and it went over to rishus hakdish. So they were the mitzvah had not just that you needed the aveir to do the mitzvah, the stealing. Here, the mitzvah itself had a role in the aveira. because only through making a kaidish you're able to finish the gzela. So then Shmuel holds that's mitzvah aveir. But by lulav agazel, you need to do aveir to get it. But the mitzvah of shaking lulav has nothing to do with aveir. Therefore, Shmuel will argue over here. Zezak dachrayin, and not like Taisus. He's saying no, since it's derabbanan, it's not a problem with shmuel aveir. Fine. Meisiv Nachman Rayitzlag lulav agaz vayavish pasul. So he asks, you have a bride. He says, lulav is just stolen, yavish is pasul. It's not pshat and Taisus.
It's not pshat and Taisus. Because he doesn't want to be kind of it.
He doesn't need the kinyan. He has it through Xayla. I know, but since it's enough, he said, I'll give it back to you, but I want to be, he's saying he didn't need to do Xayla. He could have just borrowed it. I think that Achrayim says this. Yeah. I saw that Achrayim says. I saw the Achrayim say similar svar. Nice svar. So fine. So Meisiv of Nachman Yitzchak Lulav Hagazal Yavish Pasul Hashol Kasher. So Brisa says that Shol's Kasher is Shol Kasher. So exactly more. Amas. When is this difference between Gazal and Yashol? Elaim Yonder Rishin. The Yonder Rishin Shol is going to be Kasher. How could it be? Haksiv Lachem Yishalachem. High Lav Didayu. It's not is. Elalav Yemtiv Sheni. Must be this Brisa is going Yemtiv Sheni, and it's telling you Ktani Gazal Pasul, and it's saying that Gazal is Pasul. So you see Beferish that Gazal is going to be Pasul on Yemtiv Sheni, not like Shmuel. So how Shmuel going to learn this price? Says like Gemara, Rav Amar Loila Amid the Rishon. It's going back to Yom Tovishon. But let me buy, comrades. Let me buy. Loi mi buy. Shal lav diday. Aval gazel emo. I would say stam gzela yush bailamu kidi day dami. Come on, Shmuel. And the Yom Tov. It's sometime you chiddush. You'd say Yom Tovishon is not better. Is Yom Tovishon since it's gzela, you're actually kainet. So even though we know there's no baba veira, baselus kinyanim is better. And that's the price I'm going to tell you that even gazel is possible. So again, so Shmuel is going to learn that this Brisa that's saying Gazel and Shol, our Pasul, is going on Yom Tov Rishon, and I, why did it enumerate Gazel? It's not Lafuke Shol, it's not Yechidish, because Gazel is a mile over Shol, because Gazel is, you could be kind of through Gzeila, forget, the reason why it's going to be Pasul Yom Tov Rishon is as Mitzvah Haba Be'aveir. Or you're not kind of. I just want to be Maisif. We're not going to stop over here, because the next Gemara is a famous Gemara, goes in all one shot, the next Gemara. So, the story of Avankari, but I want to point out something I forgot on Taisa before. Something is not recited. Taisa's whole cash is, Taisa says over here, Taisa mentioned before, was asking, why do we need psukim, let's say, by Asherah? Why do we need psukim of Lachem? Taisa says, typically, I'm Asmissa Ma'aveir. So, it's Mavur from this Taisa, Taisa holds Asmissa Ma'aveir is a psul deraisa. However, there's a famous Taisa Naftes of Naf and Sukkah, and we spoke it out and we learned it, that says, Mitzvah Ma'aveir is only psul derabanan. So the Steer Sataisin is Mitzvah Babaveir Psul Darabanan or is it Psul Deraisa? It's many sheetahs about it, but from Unzer Taisis on top, it's Mavur, Marshal Red Zerais, Tais of their ass. Again, because Taisis asked, why do you all these psukim? The ultimate Mitzvah Babaveir, Mitzvah Babaveir is a Psul Deraisa according to Taisis and not a Psul Darabanan. Not like Taisis not testing with Aleph.